Whether it's Me Too or Time's Up, there's a message being heard loud and clear across the country intended to fight sexual misconduct and end sexual assault and discrimination. This is Lisa Berry, and at the recent Golden Globe Awards, there were reports of a shortage of Time's Up pins being worn, which made me think of an Ann Arbor couple that sort of started a button craze with the creation just about a year ago for the women's rights marches taking place locally and across the country. Joining me now on 89.1 WEMU is one of the creators of Pin Cause, Caitlin. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Boy, what a difference a year makes.
That is so true.
Did you kick off this button pin phrase craze? Oh, I just coined that. It's pretty good.
We kicked off this button craze a year ago. So we launched Pin Cause January 1st, 2017. And we were inspired by different things happening in our country at that time. One of them being the women's marches that were coming up.
And you had an I love you button in sign language?
Yes. We had a beautiful, it was done by Penelope Delahan, and it was all different colors. And it was beautiful. And it sort of represented the unity and the love we wanted to spread and share.
And is that one of the pins that was worn nationwide?
It was worn nationwide. And we're very proud to say Emma Watson wore it at the Women's March in D.C. And then we sold 50,000 units or copies of that little work of art all over the country.
That's great.
And world.
So there's another Women's March coming up later this month. And you created a new pin?
Yes, we created a new pin, and we're calling it the Hear Our Voice or Share Your Voice. And there's actually two different versions. One of the versions says Hear Our Voice, and then the other one is blank, so you could actually add your own language about what message you want to be sharing.
And then you have stickers, you have ideas that you could put on there.
Yeah, we know that not everyone's going to feel comfortable writing or drawing on their button, so we came up with a few stickers. One of them does say Me Too, one says No Ban, No Wall. They're basically sort of so people could pick and choose what message they want to share maybe that day or that week or month. We like to have one for every day of the week.
Of course. And one says power to the polls. And I know that's the theme of this year's Women's March in Michigan coming up on the 21st in Lansing and Marquette. Right?
Yes. It's also the national theme for the marches.
Okay.
And the Women's March Michigan is putting it on in Lansing, like you said.
Are you working with them directly?
Yeah, we're going to be fundraising for them. So we are selling our pins on pincause.com. We'll hopefully have a bunch at the march as well. And so every pin that is sold on the Michigan page is $2 to the march.
Of all the pins you sell, you do have some sort of fundraising attached to it.
Yes. So every pin is $5. We call them little works of art. And so that $5 covers our artists. We like to support them. And then it gives $2 to what we call a big cause. And it's a nonprofit.
So here you are in Ann Arbor creating these pins. Do you feel like you're making a difference?
We like to think we are making a difference. So we worked with the ACLU before this. And we worked with them to create a bunch of different little works of art. And we like to hope that we're spreading this positivity and this message, but also the money. You know, ACLU needs to pay for lawyers. The Planned Parenthood, we donated $50,000 to them last year. They have doctors and medical people that they need to pay.
So you think you've started a button craze?
We hope to think we started a button craze. Who knows? We have a really, really dedicated community, though, on all of our social media, as well as our customers. We have a huge return customer rate. So we've created a button craze in our community, for sure. But, you know, we're looking to grow it all the time because we think they're really beautiful and people want to share and wear what they support.
And if women want to, or men, whoever wants to wear a button to the upcoming women's marches, how do they get one?
So you can go to pincause.com, and then we also sell them across Ann Arbor. We have some stores in Grand Rapids. You can look online in Ann Arbor. They're at Bivouac. They're at the Get Up Vintage. They're at a few other stores, 16 Hands. And then we have some stores in Grand Rapids. So it's hard to say if everyone's carrying them all the time, but those are some good places to start.
And what's next?
What's next? We are working with the ACLU nationwide. We're really, really excited. They are an amazing organization, and we have some pins that we did with some very prominent artists in the art world that are beautiful little works of art.
Caitlin, one of the creators of Pin Cause, thanks so much for coming in. Bring us some pins. We'll put pictures and people can see them on our web post.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. And check out pincause.com.